Hello, Nether Middle School. Today's date is Friday, April 24th, 2026, and these are today's announcements. Celebrating a birthday today is Elliot Jansen, who's in the 7th grade, and Brielle Martin, who is also in the 7th grade. Tomorrow is 8th grader Farrah McLennison's birthday, as well as 6th grader Alex Brown, and Sunday is the birthday for 7th graders Lucy Mosby and Samantha Love. It is also Charlie Still's birthday on Sunday, so a lot of birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone. Breakfast on Monday is fruit turnover or funnel cake waffle. Lunch on Monday is rattlesnake pasta, hot dog, or BLTE salad. Congratulations to all four track teams with their wins on Wednesday at our home meet. Paris Crestwood finished second in all four meets, and we had three school records broken that day. Nala Hardiman won the 6th grade high jump record by clearing 4 feet 7 inches. The previous record was 4'6". Kel Passero, 11 feet 3 inches in the pole vault, broke his own record set a few weeks ago of 11 feet. And Jace Blessing, a 5 minute 29 second mile, broke Hudson Dix's record that he set last year. We would like to wish good luck to the Scholastic Bowl team as they compete in the LEIC tournament tomorrow in Marshall. They enter as the 6th seed and will play Oblong. Here is Mr. Belt
with a late week edition of the APB. First, for shoutouts. Our first shoutout goes to 6th grader Reagan Rich. Reagan has been nominated because she is a great student. She is always prepared for class, has her work done, is polite and helpful, and participates in class. Our next shoutout is also a 6th grader, and it goes to Malia Bell. Malia was nominated because she is helpful with keeping other students on track and organized in class. Our final shout out goes to 7th grader Caden McKinney. Caden was nominated because he has impressed his teachers with continued efforts throughout the school year. Each day Caden gives his best and it doesn't go unnoticed. So congratulations to our shout outs for this week. Make sure you stop by and see me sometime today. Next, I just want to give you a heads up on some possible spam and scam things going around. If you receive a questionnaire, please do not open it and do not give any personal information. Some of these going around could look like they're being sent from a friend or maybe even a teacher. When in doubt, just treat it as spam and ask an adult. Definitely don't want to be giving out any personal information, okay? And then, lastly, some trivia. Which state is the only state that has the same state flower and state tree? That is the state of Virginia. And bonus points if you can name what that is. The state tree and the state flower would be the dogwood. Everybody have a great week.
Today is the last day of library week. Here's our library factoid of the day. The New York Public Library has secret apartments inside it. Imagine waking up, rolling out of bed, and you're in the library. Would this be a dream or a nightmare? Final thought of the week for Mrs. Hemrich. Books may not text you back, but they always have something to say. Saturday is National First Ladies Day. This is the day we celebrate all of the work and sacrifices of the wives of our presidents that we've had throughout the years. The most widely known First Lady, Eleanor Roosevelt. That's all for this week. We hope you all have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday.